On the show today, we have Serve Credit Union's very own Haley Vanderpool. Haley is here talking about the Blue Shoebox Financial Literacy Subscription Program that they started in 2020, and she shares with us all the successes that it's had already, and then what it's all about, and then some goals, and just all sorts of really good stuff. This is such a great, great program for kids out there, and even ones that are graduating from high school and going into college. It really positions your credit union as that financial resource for them. So really good stuff here from Haley. Hope you check it out. On today's program, we have Haley Vanderpool from Serve Credit Union with us once again. Haley, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Doing great. So always great to have you on the show. We were just talking before the recording. This is kind of our annual get together where we get to talk about your credit union's Blue Shoebox program. And I get excited about this because it's such a great program that you guys do each year. So give for those few folks out there who this might be new to, can you give us a quick refresher on what the Blue Shoebox? Oh my gosh, program is all about.
Yeah, so it's a program that we started in January of 2020. We started prepping for it in the summertime of 2019, but it's a free financial literacy subscription box that we offer to our youth members. So anybody ages 0 to 17 is welcome to subscribe. And like I said, it's free to our members.
0 to 17, you said, Haley?
Yes.
Zero.
Yep. Brand new.
So, yes. So newborns, you guys are open to this. You're all in. All right. I like that.
So the point behind it basically was to kind of increase engagement with our youth members and set ourselves up for successful members in the future. So not only that, but because we do let 0-0 year olds sign up for it, it's kind of more geared towards parents as well.
Right.
So we just do, you know, financial literacy topics. There's always some kind of free swag in there to all represent right. the credit union activities and just ways to learn about the credit union. So,
and so how do they get, does it come in the mail? Do they go to the credit union branch to pick it up, or how do they receive this information?
No, we ship all of the boxes along with the program itself being fun. We know how fun it is for kids to receive mail with their name on it. So getting a blue shoebox in the mail that you know is just full of stuff just for you was kind of the fun piece behind it as well.
Yeah, that's a big deal for a kid, even for a big kid, you know. So it's that's why Amazon is so popular right now. So
right.
We all get these.
I know that.
Yay, it's Christmas again. So yeah, so it's a big deal for a kid for sure. And then, but the bonus here is that there's all this great education information on the inside of that box, and that they can learn, and gives your credit union a great name in the community as well. So what's new for 2022? Can you share with us? Are there any new twists and turns to the program? And then we'll kind of go into what you guys have accomplished so far as well. So what's new for 2022?
Yes. Well, 2022, it was actually going to be a very low-key June box because I just had a baby in February.
So congratulations.
Thank you. My planning and ordering time frame was cut short by maternity leave. So I was planning on just sending a card saying sorry for the box and giving them $20. But since coming back from maternity leave, I actually had some time to put together. This will be a blue shoe envelope this June.
Okay.
Because it's all paper based. But what we're doing is these first several boxes, I think we've sent out 3 boxes so far, have been just really fun and just full of free stuff, but not really centered around engagement of the membership, more so just kind of promoting the box. Got so it. I took a hard look at each of our blue shoe boxers accounts and really tried to push for engagement. So what I did was create a snapshot of their membership with a graph and, you know, what's going well in their membership, you know, how's their savings going, what products and services have they signed up for that's been helping them, and then maybe some suggestions to really try and push their membership a little further. So we've got some kids that unfortunately don't really utilize their membership. And so, you know, trying to promote, you know, automatic transfers every month to kind of build those savings, bringing in your coin, something like that. And then we have some kids that have thousands of dollars put away So now it's time to maybe think about opening a CD or a money market account to kind of get more out of their out of their savings. So each kid got their own snapshot of their membership, and it's unique to them. So I was really excited to kind of give them that. And then there's a goals sheet that I would love for them to fill out so that I can get a better idea of what them and their parents, what their goal was behind opening this membership in the first place. Kind of an accountability check, you know, if it was open to start saving for college and it's been plateaued for 2 years, well, let's figure out a way to get this engagement going and boost those savings. So, yeah, kind of the whole plan behind this June box or envelope is to get a better understanding of everybody's goals. And then, the second piece is an engagement piece, not only with their membership, but with the credit union itself. So, we are actually going to be rewarding, giving them a credit union paycheck, for engaging with the membership. So if they, we have an event coming up in June. So if they, come to the event and check in, then we'll drop a dollar into their savings account.
Nice.
If they come in and bring coin, we'll match up to $3.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's just cool. Kind of like if they turn in their goals sheet, we'll drop, I think, $2 into their membership. So just a couple of things to reward them for engaging with us. And those that haven't really been active with their membership, this will kind of just give their membership a little boost that they need. So just kind of wanting to, you know, prove that this program can give us results down the line, and make sure that, you know, all of these kids are getting the most out of their membership. So that way, when it is time for them to move on and be an adult, we are there for them and they know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great that you kind of plant that seed so earlier in their lives, and then to give them kind of a performance report as well. That kind of, I mean, being a kid or gosh, even being an adult, it really kind of paints the picture for them, you know, of how these things are working and what can I do to make it, what can I do to make it better or what, or improve the results, that type of stuff. So it almost a gamification of it all, but it's pretty neat to see that. And yeah, really, I like that performance aspect of it's like, oh gosh, okay, so what can I do? Hey, let's call the credit union and maybe they can help us, you know, like you say, get into a CD or a money market account or some investments or something like that to make it perform a little bit better before I get to college.
Because the last thing I want is to see these accounts just kind of skate by and eventually end up on a dormant list or, you know, close out because they're not using it. Really want them to, they signed up for the program for a reason and they opened the membership for a reason. So just trying to figure out what those reasons are and how I can help.
And when they see it performing positively, that's going to make the value of Serve Credit Union that much more, more, you know? So they're never going to forget it for sure. Hey, so let's step back and share some results that you guys have had so far. Obviously you've been doing this for a couple of years. Oh, this will be your third year probably. So what have, what's been going on since 2020 that you guys can report?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we started out with zero subscribers. In that first year we had 54, which was a huge milestone for me, and for the credit union. But, now we have reached over 100 subscribers, which honestly I thought it would take, if we ever got there, half a decade to get to. So I am very pleased with the amount of kids and the amount of parents that do see value in the program. And not only that, but my team here at the credit union who are promoting it as they open youth memberships. I know they're not just finding it organically, or not all of them are anyway. So my team also finds the value in it and is making sure those kids are getting signed up. Otherwise, we do have 2 17-year-olds that are graduating this year from the program, which kind of led to the next, what do I do with them? Do I just stop sending them stuff, or, you know, because we haven't been doing the program long enough for it to feel like they've been at it for a long time. But I definitely wanted to make it seem like they weren't being forgotten about, and 2, how can we set them up during this transitional phase that they're in? So, you know, whether they are going off to college or trade school or, you know, just going straight into a career, what we've done is created the BSB financial coach program. So we have 2 financial coaches at the credit union that graduated from the Iowa Credit Union Foundation's financial coach program with Adam Carroll. And so we're using our two coaches to kind of be a coach for these kids that are graduating the program. Nice. Yeah. So what we're hoping to do is, you know, have the graduates, we'll send them a little certificate for, you know, graduating from the program, and then giving them access to our coaches' calendars to set up a time to come in. And hopefully what it'll look like is we'll pull their credit report and talk to them about what we see on it and, you know, what they need to do to get credit or build credit. Some of the cautions of what's coming next, you know, the second they turn 18, how many credit card apps they're going to get in the mail. You know, not that credit cards are bad, but what to watch out for.
Oh, yeah. I can get in trouble real quick.
About those interest rates and all that kind of stuff. We have a Bonsai Financial Wellness Center on our website that I want, you know, them to get familiar with. Talk to them about student loans, all that. Just kind of like a sit down and just be like, okay, here's what's about to happen to you. I am your coach now. Please, whatever you need, just reach out to me. And then, you know, on top of that, they might need an auto loan, or they might want one of our credit cards that we can obviously help them with. But it's more geared towards just this next financial stage in their life,
which is an important one. You know, it's it's a big deal. I mean, going. I mean, I wish I had somebody sit down with me and kind of lay the, you know, get a lay of the land.
This is gonna happen.
So I was like, oh my, you know, I would have, you know, not made some mistakes, you know, along the way, which we all have, especially at that age when you're kind of in that kind of limbo area of like being a kid and being an adult. It's like, okay, well, I have all these new responsibilities and, oh gosh, I'm getting all these credit card offers and like, oh God, what a crazy
time.
It's a lot.
So that's kind of the hope with this program is we have 7 or 8, I think, graduating next year. So hoping to start off small and then
work up.
I think it would just, I know it would have meant the world to me to have somebody that was just, I knew I could ask any question because, you know, like you said, your parents don't really, some do, but some might just not have the answers or have made the mistakes and they're trying to make sure you don't make them. And so this is their person at the credit union. And then hoping to kind of do a touch base with those kids every quarter or something like that, just to make sure all is well. And just a program to kind of keep those ties as they go off into the world.
I think that's awesome for sure. So what advice do you have for other credit unions looking to do something like this? Because I know there's I don't want to say there's similar programs. There's programs out there for kids and things like that that our credit unions do, but there may be a bunch of others on the fence thinking about doing something like this. So what advice do you have for them?
Yeah, I mean, there are no rules with it except for compliance. But I mean, there are no rules with what you want to share, how you want to share it. You know, how I thought it was going to be in the beginning, and I laid it all out, you know, I veered off and back and forth from it. So it's just kind of whatever is important to you at the time that you're working on these boxes, go for it, because it's stuff that your members would not have known. And so you're putting together something that no matter which way you look at it, it's new information that could benefit somebody. And you know, it's hard to know. I want to keep this a free program because I see the value in it knowledge wise. So obviously just be very careful with your budget and make sure that what you're giving them is valuable and not just freebies for the heck of it. And you know, it's kind of nice that now that I'm doing this one that's all paper product and I'm spending my money in a different way by actually giving it back to the members instead of purchasing swag. Like I said, there's no rules. So however you see value, just go for it. Yeah. It's not easy, I wouldn't say, because there's really no rhyme or reason to what you're doing. But find a good program that keeps track of your kids and just have fun with it and give yourself the time. COVID changed everything with how you order and how you prep. So just give yourself the time and freedom to put together something meaningful for them. So
I just see there's so much upside to this. Like we said at the very beginning, it's like, this is just planting the seed of financial planning in a kid's life. You know,
I mean,
it's a lot. You know, when you're a kid, you don't think about those things. You're too busy, I don't know, running around outside or doing whatever, you know, just being a kid. But now you have the subscription, you have this resource there. So, and it's really, really cool to see that. So, and that, yes. that'll be there for the rest of their life.
I hope so. And then the only other advice I would give is to use your resources that you have within the credit union. I mean, we've reached out to our other strategic partners to see what kind of items they can give us, or, you know, how can we promote them? We're using the Credit Union Foundation, the title of the financial coach, to kind of push this program. So There's a lot of networking that can be done to kind of help make this box successful. So, yeah.
Well, you guys are doing it right for sure. So, all right, Haley, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much for your time once again today. I always enjoy these kind of annual get-togethers and see how it's going. And I'm sure next year you're going to be continuing to be hitting it out of the park with the folks there. And again, this is such a great program to designate your credit union as that financial resource for these kids, and, you know, in their younger years, and then as they go off to college as well, they can be that resource. So you're planting that seed for them. So good stuff. Anything else to wrap up, Haley? Any final thoughts?
No, I just appreciate you giving me the platform to talk about it. And I love to talk about it. So thank you.
Well, the passion certainly shows. So well done, and keep up the good work there. Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You are welcome.